As storage owners, we hear a lot today about inflation. What does inflation really mean for us as self-storage owners, small self-storage owners? Let's talk about that today. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Quick Start Academy, which houses the on-demand self-storage boot camp, which is the premier training I offer that's designed to take you from wherever you are now all the way to putting your first or your next self-storage facility into the service. You can find out more about it at creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com. But we hear a lot about inflation today. In my opinion, it's a mixed bag. Now, I should start by saying I'm not much of an expert on much of anything in life, and especially not economic theory or the economy. There's really absolutely no reason you should listen to anything I have to say about inflation. All I can share with you is my thoughts about it based on my experience being through the economic cycle, getting started in the real estate business when inflation was high, interest rates were 17%, and I've seen inflation. And like Elon Musk says, I'm going to start from the premise that I'm probably wrong. But being wrong and not knowing much about anything has never stopped me from sharing what I think about something. And I'm going to do that with inflation, and particularly with inflation around the self-storage business, with the emphasis and the focus on the small investor. So here's one thing I do know, that if there is inflation, self-storage is the best asset class most likely to be in that there is. Unlike other real estate types, self-storage has no long-term leases. So as a small business owner, you can adjust your rents very quickly to match what's going on in the market. Granted, you have to be within the market range of your particular submarket or trade area. But as inflation hits and prices go up, there's nothing stopping you from raising your rental income. You can't do that with year-long leases in apartments, 15-year-long triple net leases with the bumps already incorporated in them. And as I discussed in episode 330, I think it was, as inflation takes off, apartment rents go up, housing costs go up, which are all demand drivers for self-storage. So not only is inflation allowing you to get more income or to change your income if you need to, it's a driver pushing more business towards self-storage. I recently read the Marcus and Millichap economic outlook for self-storage for 2022. And what they said was in 2021, self-storage rents, now this is a national average, but self-storage rents went up 13.3%. And they expect nowhere near that much in 2022, but they expect rents to go up this year about 4.5% more on top of that 13.3%. Now tell me another real estate asset class where you're getting that kind of rent growth since 2020. Now given inflation in 2021 was 4.7%, before that it's been 2.5% average for more than a decade, but last year it was 4.7, but with a average price increase or income increase 13.3%, self-storage owners did pretty good in 2021. Good asset class to be in. So as we talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of inflation for self-storage, that's pretty good. So according to the same report, the average self-storage rent in the U.S. today is $1.16 a square foot, or $13.92 per square foot per year. Now, many consider inflation somewhat of a temporary phenomena, that as the supply chain issues settle down and the economy, quote, gets back to normal, whatever that may look like in the future, that's going to be driving inflation down. Who knows? I don't know about that. All I know is what inflation was last year and what it looks like it's going to currently be now. So we're adjusting, or I'm adjusting, my thought process and how I approach doing storage to cover the reality of it. I'm not going to bet that inflation is going to go back to 2.5%. Who knows, though? Very well could settle down. Odds are inflation will settle down once supply chain issues settle down. Now, let's talk about the bad about inflation. Given being what self-storage offers for investors in inflationary times, even more money is going into the self-storage space today. So you have a lot of big players chasing self-storage. As a small investor, it's very difficult to compete with them. That's why we're focused very heavily on conversions, because I've never had as difficult a time making expansions and other value add plays on existing self-storage work. And I'm hesitant to be getting into a long-term construction project, you know, where it might take me 2 years to bring something to the market in a particular trade area, not knowing what's going to be happening 2 years from now. So I'm personally very focused on conversions at the moment. And I personally see no relief on the amount of capital that's coming in to the self-storage space chasing deals. So it's a dang good time to be a seller, which we have been. It wasn't our initial business strategy, but with prices and cap rates being what they are, it's a very good time to be a seller. And when you've completed a value add play, many of the people I'm working with are exiting their products years earlier than they anticipated, but they're maximizing their returns. And so I really don't see pricing changing and cap rates going up in the horizon or in the future or the near future at all. I'm constantly asked, but we're going to be having interest rate increases. As interest rates edge up, won't that put some relief on the downward pressure of cap rates? Well, again, no reason to listen to me at all. I'm not an expert on much, but I tell you, I've seen very little connection between interest rates and cap rates. What I do see is cap rates tied, it appears to me like cap rates are more tied to the amount of capital coming into a particular space chasing deals than it is to what the interest rates are on the debt. And I see no relief on the horizon unless we have a major economic upheaval. I see no main thing on the horizon informing me that there's going to be less capital chasing self-storage deals. So as interest rates move up, I really don't see that banging much, helping to relieve the pressure on the downward push on cap rates today. In fact, I don't see much change in pricing on self-storage, and I don't see inflation getting back to the 2.5% anytime in the near future. Now, those are just my opinions on it. Does that mean you should not get in storage? No. When was the best time to get in storage? 10 years ago, whenever that was. You can ask yourself that question 10 years ago or 10 years from now. The best time to have gotten in storage would have been 10 years ago. The next best time is today. And what inflation does is make self-storage shine brighter than it already shines right now. It is a fantastic asset class to be in. You, as a small investor, just got to figure out what's the best entry point for you today, given the pricing and cap rates and how inflation's affecting it. I have no control over what inflation is. All I know is self-storage is the asset class to be in when there is inflation. So thank you very much. My name's Mark Helm. I'm the author of Creating Wealth Through Self-Storage, and I'm the creator of the Storage World Analyzer, which is the financial modeling tool we use. And yes, I'm putting in higher inflation number today than I was a year ago in the modeling of looking at a self-storage deal using the Storage World Analyzer. But you could run it at a number of different inflation numbers, a number of different rent increase numbers per year, and get a best case and a worst case scenario, and you can do it in seconds. So if you're not using the Storage World Analyzer, I invite you to take a look at that. Go to creatingwealththroughselfstorage.com, hit the Storage World Analyzer tab, or go straight to storageworldanalyzer.com. Thank you very much. I look forward to being with you next week as we talk more about this fantastic business of self-storage. Thank you.